This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
Halliburton against Giannis. Halliburton, 1 3/10.
There's no timeout.
No timeouts for the Bucks. Giannis to inbound.
Not happening.
Here's Trent.
Great victory for these guys. What a heck of a victory.
Pacers Radio Network with the call, and that was the ISO on Giannis, and usually Giannis is the guy that you send out there to stop an ISO from someone because of the length and the athleticism. And Halliburton got him on skates and got to the bucket fairly easily for the game winner. And then there was all sorts of other stuff.
Oh, man.
Halliburton's dad jumped up, and Giannis at first didn't know it was his dad, so he thought it was just a random fan, and then he found out it was his dad, and his dad was out of line, and Halliburton had to be like, my dad was completely out of line.
And Giannis had a chance to get on the soapbox and deliver the kind of complicated philosophical treatise that you could actually read a little more depth into if you wanted to, but it sounded good and was everywhere all over the internet. And I know we want to get to all of that, but Giannis, that's a star. Lawrence,
90 miles north.
The Bulls could use one of those. I was in charge of the Jokic dreaming. And that I still remain in charge of the Jokic dreaming.
I was told that you should wake up Muttley. Exactly.
Is that how Muttley laughed?
It is.
Dastardly and Muttley.
Yeah, I was told
that I should wake up from my Jokic dreaming.
Yeah.
All right, well,
literally not happening. LOL.
Okay, that's fine. How about you? Are you going to be in charge of the Giannis dreaming for the Chicago Bulls? A lot of teams are in the Giannis dream business today.
No, but this has been one of those things that's just kind of been floating around for a long time. Like, even when Giannis signed his extension in Milwaukee, it was like, you know where he's going to end up. He's going to end up being a Bull.
I've heard that.
I guess I'm probably more willing to listen to the Giannis stuff instead of the Jokic stuff. But I've also heard
in terms of why, like from their perspective, like why do you think?
No, from Giannis's perspective.
Yeah, that's what I mean. From Giannis versus Jokic's perspective.
Yeah, I think Jokic wants to make it happen where he is and he's happy. And I wonder about that with Giannis too. Both of those guys are in places where during the season, the pressure is high. Like Milwaukee fans, they care about the Bucks and they want them to do well, and they've seen them do well. And same thing with Denver. But those two guys can also kind of have a life in those places, and there is value in that.
Well, I agree with that from a personal perspective. From a championship contention perspective, Giannis has won once. And then they tried to put together this new mix with Dame. And now that Lillard has torn his Achilles,
that's too bad.
It's a long way away in Milwaukee from envisioning the next great team that surrounds him. I could see how it feels like a new spot could get him there closer, depending on what the mix can be. Well, and that it's sort of run its course in Milwaukee from a competitive perspective.
It probably has, and then you put in the Doc factor, too, where it's like, ooh, whose choice was that? Whose man's is that?
And was the first guy, who was it, Adrian Griffin?
He's the second coach, right? So it was Coach Bud,
yeah.
Then Adrian Griffin.
And then he got launched in the middle of the year. So
at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Then they bring in Doc, and Doc has been underwhelming.
So which one of those guys was Giannis behind?
Whose man's is this? Is this your man's?
Was Jason Kidd there for a little bit, too?
I believe
he was.
So.
Like 10 minutes? Yeah, no, you're right. So Which one of those was a Giannis plan? And where was he on Middleton for Kuzma?
Yeah.
The Dame thing felt like it should have worked and was going to work, and it didn't work.
Basketball-wise, it made all the sense in the world they could run a screen roll game with those two guys. I just think that, and it's sad because Dame's one of my favorite players. All that stuff that people were worried about, him being wasted in Portland.
Yeah.
He was wasted in Portland.
Well, you know what's so crazy is that, yeah, you're right. Sean Hyken wrote a thing.
Sean Hyken, good man.
Good writer, too. Good hoops writer.
I believe he won Writer of the Year up there.
Okay, that's good for him. But he wrote a thing about, just today, I think, or yesterday, about Dame's fears at the end of the Portland time and how he's like, there's a quote in there like, you know, look, if you get traded, what do you want to be like? Look what happened to Russell Westbrook. That's an MVP and a Hall of Famer. And Russ got to Houston and then James Harden left and then Russ bounced around and Russ has been a bench guy. And it's like Dame was afraid to ask out of Portland because he wasn't sure it was going to go better. And then he finally does and he goes to Milwaukee.
And it's a disaster.
And it doesn't go better.
It's a disaster. The blood clot thing, which was really, really scary. And now the Achilles tear. And I know that there was a talk that he would end up going to Miami, that's the place where he really wanted to be. So, yeah, if you're Giannis, is the idea of starting over and maybe having some control over whatever they decide to do at the coaching spot, if they decide to move on from Doc, which I kind of think they should, as much as I love Doc.
Doc's been proven as to what the ceiling is. Sadly enough, don't you think?
Yeah.
I like Doc a lot.
I do too. Like I've had on those nights where I would end up at the United Center, I would bump into Doc when the Bulls in Milwaukee. He would honestly, like, he would duck his head into like the media center and say hello. And you go, man, I want it for this guy so badly. But it's just something's not quite clicking with him as a coach these days.
Do the Bulls have the draft pick assets to package things together? I don't think they do. There's other teams that don't. My brother and his my nephews, who are big Knicks fans, hipped me to the rumor out of New York, which is Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges for Giannis.
I mean, the Towns thing. Something else. Towns thing is actually really working for the Knicks.
I know, but would you do it? Would you do it if you're
like
the Knicks?
That trade, by the way.
Yeah, it looks great for them.
Both of those guys. It's working for Randall too.
Yeah, but Randall, man, for Towns is really working. But like, the CBS Sports has a write up where they rank all 29 teams for the possibility. They got the Bulls at 22. Out of 29 in terms of being able to put assets together to get Giannis. I don't know that they should be that low. And Giannis is going to have a say. In the NBA, you have a say.
When you're an MVP and a champion, you 100% have a say.
You know who we need to talk to about this? That'd be his business partner.
Lou
Kanellis.
Sweet Lou.
Giannis Antetokounmpo's restaurateur business partner in Milwaukee. I mean, there are great Ovlies here in town that Giannis could be a part of and show up at. And Lou's got Operation Woo Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Wow, you're wooing everybody, huh?
Woo Giannis. Woo. I guess they got to do that.
Woo, W-U. Yeah. Woo, W-U.
Man, come on, Lou. Get on it. Make it happen. We'll talk to him in person.
It would be awesome if that was the way that the Bulls were going to jumpstart things. Is with Giannis. I don't think it'll happen, but I'm open to the idea of exploring it. But the problem is you didn't set yourself up well. And I was listening to Raheem and Harris today, and Layla just kind of haphazardly, like throughout the trade that should have happened a couple years ago when they didn't trade Andre Drummond. And it got me thinking
for the
about
extra second round pick. She'd just be armed with that.
And I was like, you know what? That's the type of move that you make so that years down the road, you have ammunition to throw at something like this.
Oh, dude, because you do it. So you're either ready to pounce in this lottery or next year's lottery,
man.
Or you're able to use those assets and that possibility to pounce on available superstar. But instead, they chose the middle.
Yeah, she was on it with that. And now you sit here and you go, all right. Yeah. Maybe.
Here's how bad it is for the Bulls. They got embarrassed by the Miami Heat, right? Mm-hmm. In the play-in. And we all know what
A squared
we saw.
Plus B squared equals C squared.
Transitive, baby. Because we praise the Heat for the obvious culture and the coaching and how organizationally they're so clearly steps ahead of the Bulls.
1, 2, 3, Cancun!
And now this is what happened to the Heat. Cleveland swept the Heat. They won the two road games in the four-game series by a combined 92 points. They won the elimination game by 55 points. They set a new record for margin of victory in a four-game series. They demolished the freaking Heat. So what does that say about the Bulls, who were embarrassed by the Heat, then the Heat go get demolished by Cleveland?
Well, we thought that whoever was going to end up the eighth seed, except for maybe Orlando, was going to get demolished by Cleveland. Right, the most that you're thinking is
Cleveland's
gentleman
awesome.
Sweep. Like that's the best that you could think of.
I love the gentleman
sweep for that.
Here, take a win. You can have one.
You kind of figured that this was going to happen.
I know, but
yes. And think about it. Like, with Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, those are two guys that are better than anyone that you have on your roster.
And I thought in the play-in game, Andrew Wiggins was better than anybody you had on your roster. So I thought they had the best three in that game. But the organization's so clearly ahead, and then the organization gets fully embarrassed, and now it's just, whew, that Bulls thing feels so far away.
It does. They got a lot of work to do, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to pull it off in time.